What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders stunned the Bears on a 52-yard Hail Mary to Noah Brown as time expired. Washington wins by 3 and improves to 6-2. Patrick Mahomes tossed 2 touchdowns to beat the Raiders by 7. Chiefs improved to 7-0. Jameis Winston making his first start in 2 years threw 3 touchdowns. Browns stunned the Ravens 29-24. Jared Goff threw 3 touchdowns. Lions dominated the Titans 52-14. Kirk Cousins, 4 more touchdown passes as the Falcons topped the Bucs 31-26. Josh Allen tossed 2 touchdowns in the Bills' 31-10 road win at Seattle. Jalen Hurts, 4 total touchdowns. Eagles, their first ever win in Cincinnati, 37-17. Cardinals beat the Dolphins on a game-winning field goal. Packers with a game-winning field goal of their own down in Jacksonville. And on Sunday Night Football, the Niners took care of the Cowboys by 6. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a...
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 28th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors discussing next steps for Bob Jones Bike Trail. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101, and Paso Robles postponed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The bike trail is a 4.5-mile pathway designed to connect San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. The agenda says easement of most properties along the trail have been approved, and funding has largely been secured through an $18.25 million grant funded by the California Transportation Commission. However, in August of this year, the board failed to approve the use of eminent domain for 1.2 acres on a necessary parcel to complete the trail. Per the board's direction, staff has returned with an update. The agenda says the first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. The second is to phase the project and collaborate with Caltrans and SLOCOG. In phasing the project, Caltrans would use their right-of-way for the US 101 to complete the middle section of the project, realigning the trail to be adjacent to the 101. The county will continue work on the ends of the project. The county, Caltrans, and SLOCOG will need to complete 95% of their plans, specifications, and estimates by January 27, 2025 for this alternative approach to be successful and for the county to hold on to its secured grant funding for the project. The board will consider whether to work with Caltrans to complete this project in phases or reapply for future grant funding. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101 in Paso Robles postponed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Overnight closures for the Highway 46 US 101 interchange were initially scheduled to start this week, beginning Sunday and continuing through Friday, November 1st. However, CHP announced these closures are canceled and will be rescheduled. CHP says the new dates for the road closures will be announced once confirmed. When work begins, travelers are encouraged to be aware of message boards, flaggers, and highway workers. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have served in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, inviting listeners to join them for the Pour Fest.
Come on out and enjoy the day with us, you know, meet some veterans that are going to be there. Had it not been for the men and women who went and served this country, we wouldn't have what we have today. And I really believe, you know, $100 for this event is going to be, it's really cheap to support our veterans, because when you look at our life, you know, and you look at their life and what they were willing to do and what the men and women who actually gave the ultimate sacrifice, you know, it's just going to be a fantastic day, and it really makes you feel good about knowing where your money's going.
100% of proceeds from the Pour Fest will benefit Honor Flight. The Pour Fest includes a dinner, wine tasting, and a silent auction. For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, you can visit honorflightccc.org. The 27th branch of Early Day Gas Engine and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKinney, president of the 27th branch of the association, with more information on this event.
Well, the swap meet is held Saturday, November 2nd. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 1, and we'll be at 2010 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles at the Pioneer Museum grounds, right next to the fairgrounds. There's a $10 seller fee and no charge to buyers. We'd really like to incorporate some more local interests. We're always excited to get some of the younger men and women involved in this hobby. It's something that a lot of us are more elderly.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start this morning and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Public Works says travelers should expect delays of up to 20 minutes as flaggers run control on the Main Street overpass. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin today. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue, Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road, San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts, with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times at these locations. Country Club Drive's work is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works says the entire project will be completed in December this year. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, Game 1, the Dodgers beat the Yankees 6-3. Then in Game 2 on Saturday, the Dodgers once again beat the Yankees 4-2. The Dodgers now lead the World Series 2-0. The series continues tonight for Game 3 at Yankee Stadium. Games 3-5 will take place there before the teams return to Dodger Stadium for Games 6 and 7 if necessary. And in the NFL, for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 27th, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 30-24, the Chiefs over the Raiders 27-20, the Commanders beat the Bears 18-15, the Chargers over the Saints 26-8. In Monday Night Football, the Giants will face the Steelers. Then in high school football on Friday, Morro Bay defeated the Greyhounds 56-34. Mission Prep beat Paso Robles 26-16. Nipomo inched past Templeton 17-14. This week for the end of league play, the Bearcats will host Lompoc. The Templeton Eagles will take on Cabrillo in a home game. Atascadero travels to San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay hosts Nipomo. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, Governor Gavin Newsom making a push to keep more TV and movie productions here and get more to move here. The governor of Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass, announcing what would be a more than doubling of the film and TV tax credit from $330 to $750 million. Bass says the state has to make it easier to set up shop here.
We have to do everything we can to strengthen and protect one of the foundational pillars of our economy in Los Angeles.
LA County District Attorney last week filing a motion to resentence the Menendez brothers who are currently behind bars in San Diego, where retired investigator Cameron Gary says if they do get out, their lives will be under scrutiny.
They won't be able to just go anywhere at any time. They'd have to get permission. You know, they can't just get on a plane and fly to Nebraska.
Process likely to take several months. The home that Friends star Matthew Perry died in a year ago has been sold. The home in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood recently selling for more than $8.5 million, purchased by a Scottsdale, Arizona-based movie producer, Jeff Scott, California News.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news! With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And 2 working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. When Katie Verhoff was earning her bachelor's degree in business administration, she did not imagine that she would one day oversee food safety for a California grower, packer, and shipper. Verhoff works as the food safety manager for San Joaquin Valley-based AC Foods, which has farms in California, Oregon, and Australia. As an eight-year member of the Kern County chapter of the California Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Program, she also talks to college students about different career possibilities in agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with injuries on Vineyard Drive in Templeton near Rossi Road. This was a two-vehicle traffic incident, though no traffic hazards were reported. CHP has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at around 7:50 this morning. No further information is available from CHP at this time. Again, CHP says there is a traffic collision with injuries on Vineyard Drive in Templeton near Rossi Road. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour in the North County. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 42, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday morning, then sunny skies. Mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday. Cloudy on Saturday with a 45% chance of showers. Sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Low 70s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid 60s on Saturday, low 70s Sunday, then 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher. The Dow is rallying. High-tech earnings are this week, and crude oil prices are lower. The markets are shrugging off Israel's airstrikes against Iran. Apparently, they don't see production being impacted. Unions at Volkswagen say the automaker is closing at least three factories in Germany as it deals with weaker demand in Europe and China and slower than expected acceptance of its electric vehicles. It would be the first time Volkswagen has ever closed a plant in Germany, its home country. Philips shares are down 17% after it reported weaker sales because of the economic downturn in China. Philips makes light bulbs, electronics, and also medical diagnostic equipment. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Our nation is in trouble.
Open borders, welfare for all, rampant crime, denying parents rights in our schools.
It has to stop.
Your Slo County Republican-endorsed candidates will fight for you and bring our country, state, and nation back to common sense reality.
Go to rpsloc.org to see your endorsed candidates and watch for your voting slate card coming soon.
Hold on to this voting card to take to the polls.
Make sure you, your friends, and family vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th.
Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
The Paso Robles High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and the Paso Robles Youth Quest will be presenting Ghost Stories. It's the Haunted Maze will feature the ghosts of Mexican folklore October 25th. That started Friday, and it will go through, of course, Halloween, and it is on Spring Street. It's from 5 to 8. Now, that's across from the Paso Robles Market Walk. And the maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, with hours 2 and 3 focused on a scarier experience. Tickets are just $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. Please help support them, and easy to find there on Spring Street.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Diane Robinson, 36, lives with her brother, Dwayne, 34. When ex-husband Kenneth Leachman can't get in touch with her, he stops by their Vancouver home. Brother Dwayne tells Leachman he killed his sister because she's been poisoning him over a year. Leachman wisely calls police. Dwayne Robinson charged with first-degree murder and the premeditated attack now held no bond. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard Windows and Doors full lifetime warranty on select products.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. Overnight closures for the Highway 46 US 101 interchange were initially scheduled to start this week, beginning Sunday and continuing through Friday, November 1st. However, CHP announced these closures are canceled and will be rescheduled. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project, and the second is to phase the project, collaborating with Caltrans and SLOCOG to complete the middle section. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. The theme for today's Michigan visit for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Harris is looking to appeal to blue-collar workers, a voting bloc with whom she struggled. She's set to slam Trump's manufacturing record by highlighting his criticisms of signature pieces of legislation under the Biden administration, like the CHIPS and Science Act.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Now, she'll be joined later tonight in Ann Arbor by her running mate, Tim Walz. Plenty of pushback for former President Trump's sold-out event at Madison Square Garden.
The DNC chair putting out a statement which says, in part, quote, Trump has been clear he wants to rule as an authoritarian, praising dictators, including even Adolf Hitler, and threatening to unleash the U.S. military on American citizens, who he refers to as the enemy within.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Today, Trump's in suburban Atlanta before holding a rally at Georgia Tech. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. As a local business owner and property owner, I will work to continue the path our city is currently on, creating a more vibrant downtown, supporting a safe place to raise a family, and supporting smart budget initiatives that prioritize infrastructure improvements that benefit all residents.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Pastor Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny for you Monday. Upper 60s, some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. And upper 60s on Tuesday. Wednesday, upper 60s with some AM clouds and sunny. Partly cloudy, upper 60s Thursday. Friday, upper 60s. Could get some rain on Saturday, early or late morning. Right now, that's down to about 45% with highs on Saturday in the mid-60s and sunny Sunday, low 70s. And a week from today, sunny mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 7:22 a.m., 6:12 p.m. We're at 55. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, a sound-off I will have. He's the fire captain paramedic, Ross Porter, from your Pastor Robles Fire. And we will talk about, at least among things, rather, Pulse Point app. And it's a pretty interesting concept in helping out with safety. And then Susanna's still trying to get confirmation as she tries to get it as timely as possible. So she'll be on, though, this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
The biggest show in town.
It's the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you may have heard of this in one of the ads for the Atascadero School Board.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
Now, that is someone who is currently sitting on the Atascadero School Board who's running for election. He was appointed, and I got this email. Males getting pregnant. This is probably the most preposterous thing I have heard. Anyone who agrees with the subject heading of this email has no business being in a position of power, authority, or administration in any organization in the world. If they genuinely believe this, then they need their head examined, as they are insane. If they don't, and if they don't, it's even worse. They definitely can't be trusted whatsoever. Okay? Well, thank you for the email. And since we're back to schools here, there is a difference in opinions from so-called experts that there is no difference in the, discipline and scores regarding students wearing whatever they want. In other words, no uniforms. Although, again, one of them would say the school uniforms instill in the student's sense of discipline and responsibility. But here, by adhering to a dress code, students not only learn to manage their appearance, but also to develop the skills needed to uphold rules and guidelines. All right, because earlier this morning we had someone say that, well, there's so many of them, at least, again, from this morning in the Paso School District, that it's beyond repair as with authority telling them what they can and cannot wear. Because it's been apparently, again, according to caller, lax in enforcement of the rules. So, you know, I know some of you probably, like I did in my younger years, I had to wear a uniform. I don't recall it bothering me. I tell you the truth. That was just, you went to school and you had to have a uniform. All right, that was it. I get a kick out of about stunting creativity. And I remember this from years ago because the issue came up in Atascadero. And again, I'm talking years and years ago. And there was a father who said, well, his daughter, it's, she's creative and it's going to stunt her creativity and so forth. And I had just recently come across a picture of Walt Disney. And it showed him throughout his childhood and the different schools or public schools and whatever he attended. And you know what he had on? He had on uniform. And I thought, well, didn't seem to do anything with his creativity, did it? And we've had maybe till the mid to late 50s, a lot of kids kind of wore uniforms to school, kind of. And it may depend on where you lived, but certainly not to the extent of people just in general wearing whatever they want. So maybe you have some thoughts about policies at schools. Should they not at least, you know, show the respect and all those type of things. All right. For those of you in California, we could be paying more in gas because state officials are, well, not officials, right? Really. The state regulators are going to be coming up on a vote on November 8th. And it's known as the low carbon fuel standards. And it's had several revisions over the last year. Now, that sounds good, doesn't it? The low carbon fuel standards. Well, analysts have estimated that the changes could add 47 to 65 cents to the cost of a gallon of gas. How about that, folks? We all can afford that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I want to start by saying I am not a friend of Steve Gregory's at all, but I'm wondering how Michael Rivera thinks that he's going to clean the riverbed of the homeless. Has he ever said how he's going to do this?
Not to my knowledge.
It's a pretty broad statement, and where does he expect them all to go if he cleans them out of the riverbed? Just a question. Maybe somebody has an answer.
Well, okay, it sounds like it. You do, when you hear the words on these political ads, you are I guess, second-guessing them?
Perhaps, yes. But
there's another ad that's running here that says, well, if we don't continue this tax, that the fire and police are going to be, the services, it's not going to be appropriate. So it's kind of a vague threat, some people think. What do you think when you hear ads like that?
I'd like to alert, to know more about why they think that and where the money is going to go. They still have to fund it. There's advertising for more police officers now, so they're expecting it. But basically, pretty much all of the promises and the stuff that people say when they're running, or you just really have to question any of it on both sides.
I would agree 100% with that, but it seems to work because people fall into it. Oh, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, without realizing that there, in some cases, are restrictions on what you can do based on either county or state laws or even federal laws.
Or even the school board.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, it was just a question of these people promise these things and there's no way they can do them. So I was just wondering if anybody had an answer, if he's ever said how he proposes to clean up the riverbed and move the people out of there, because I have heard nothing. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, maybe some of it will have to do on, I can't keep track of the numbers, but I know the prop and kind of mandate. And I think maybe in that ad he talks about putting them, make sure they get treatment or something along those lines.
Accept treatment or face consequences, I believe, is what the words are.
Okay. But again, okay, I guess what this lady's saying, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It may sound vague to others, but let me see here. I can't keep track of these numbers. All I know is I did vote. I mean, I do have all the information. I don't know which proposition it is, but anyway, let's go to the phone lines here. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. He emphasizes people not camping in the river, and if they don't, there will be consequences if they don't accept services, whatever. That's a pretty broad statement. And how do you force someone to accept services? I mean, now he's making either being homeless illegal, or he's making it illegal not to accept the services that any NGO or the government is providing for him. Which I think, we should have some big facilities and open up facilities exactly for those purposes. But the ones that Brown had closed down, the institutions, which we never had really a major homeless problem then. But I think he figured it was demeaning for people to have to go to those places where they really need to be, where they can get sufficient help. That's what they need.
Let me just ask you and everybody else a question. Why do I care if they think it's demeaning or not?
Oh, the politicians do because they use it as leverage. They did the same thing with labor camps when the Rosero program was going on. Well, and that ruined everything again. And the people that were migrant workers, which was going fine, other than I'm sure there was a particular amount of graft, there always is, within the confines of the program and the particular place, but it was a good program, and then they got rid of labor camps, and now look what you have. You have three families living in one home because they can't afford to generally buy or rent on their own, so I don't care. I'm like you. What do I care what it's demeaning or not? I mean, it's actually, they're good programs. It's just a step towards positive recovery for someone who they need help. That's what they need.
I don't know this for a fact because I've never had to do this, but I'm guessing that there has been many programs available in the United States of America for a long time on people who are headed south. And whether it's drug treatment or anything else, that there are programs there. So the government keeps piling on programs, and the problem gets worse. Now, we referred to this as cottage industries, where the people who are benefiting are the ones who stand up there with the smiling faces who say they want to help, but they're really not. It's similar to me with this dress code nonsense. At some point, we lost the will to just to have a backbone and lay down the law. And whether they like it or not, if they're treated or talked to a little harshly, or if it demeans them or anything like that, don't care. There's help there for you. It's you know what? I guess at the end of the day, if you don't want it, then you suffer the consequences, but don't come asking for me for anything else.
No, correct. But then getting off, that was, we're getting a little off the subject here because his political statement is to eliminate the camping in the riverbed. Okay, so look at Martinsville. That was one of the government-provided facilities. That was a joke. I mean, it's an absolute embarrassment to the city and county. I mean, I could not believe driving by that place how disgusting it was. And then the purchase of the Motel 6. What good was that? It turned into just a slum place, except it was good for the seller of the property, I'm sure. But that's another government-initiated program, whereas they should be utilizing maybe, for instance, Army bases, abandoned Air Force bases and such, and resurrect them and make them a place for people to go that really understand they need the help. I mean, not everyone is, but I mean, that's one of the solutions that I thought is kind of like I talked about it a couple years ago with you. It's and I don't want to use using the word communism. It's like a commune within a capitalistic setting, and where they can produce something of value to sell to the public while they're in a commune. And it's kind of like what China's did now. And, China did the very same thing, and they've got pretty powerful.
Boys' school's been empty for a long time.
That's a great, great idea.
Well, but
it's deteriorated now, or I doubt it's safe. But no, you're right. That was a perfect facility to try that with. But I don't know who ended up with it. But they're going to do something eventually.
But you see, we couldn't put these little darlings in that facility because it was becoming dilapidated. But let me ask you, the dilapidation of the boys' school, it was probably still better than them living in the gutters and in the riverbed, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. Maybe not so much the riverbed. Camping there is pretty easy, but the facility was at that point still, you could resurrect it, whereas now it's even gotten worse. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, that is a great example.
Yep. All right, sir. Well, appreciate it as always.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I always like the quote from Milton Friedman that says, one of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results. It's too bad we couldn't apply that on all these programs we're throwing billions of dollars towards that we don't see any remedy from.
Well, and the other is, again, it's become a favorite word here, the accountability, and you're referring to the results.
Yeah. That's the same thing, accountability, results. But everybody goes, oh, yeah, we need to help that. Let's throw money at it, whether it's education, homeless, Bob Jones Trail. That's another one that just fries me every time I think of the millions of dollars that's being spent on that Bob Jones Trail. Why from someone from Missouri should pay for money borrowed to build a bike trail in San Luis Obispo County?
Well, I don't know if you listened earlier, I said, we have enough recreation areas and places to go in this county now.
Yeah.
I mean, nature has afforded us a pretty good playground.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be this fancy stuff. If the guy doesn't want to sell his land, leave him alone.
Absolutely. We didn't hear, the Board of Supervisors did vote on that then, and it was voted down to do eminent domain?
Yeah, I think last time they did that, yeah.
We've been out of town. We went through Oregon. Oh, my gosh, I always thought Oregon is a rather liberal place, but their gas is like $1.50 less a gallon.
Well,
it was incredible.
Eastern Oregon is not liberal.
Ah, okay. Kind of like, almost like California. The coast is what sways the whole state.
Yeah, and then you have parts of southern Oregon that want to be part of the either New California or the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, well, I had heard also that eastern Washington would love to join Idaho, and Idaho has said yes, but if you're supposed to get the state legislature to approve it and then the federal government to approve it, with the liberals in charge, how is any of this going to happen as far as dividing off sections? Because they look at it as senatorial districts, and then also, of course, the House of Representatives. The more people you have, the more representatives you get in the House of Representatives. So I'm kind of curious how they'd ever get it through a liberal legislation, say Sacramento, to become like a new California. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to be involved in that, but yeah, these questions keep coming up, and then depending on who's in charge in Washington, how it would ever get approved through, say, a Democratic Congress, Democratic, to get to the president, even if we had a Republican or more conservative president, because it would all go against their plans to take over America. Anyway, you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So I came across this goofy little thing. Well, let's see here. This is a teenager from Orlando committed suicide following an intense relationship with an AI-generated chat box made to resemble the Game of Thrones, which I know nothing about. And the kid's mother, he's 14 years old. I mean, it's a terrible story, but he developed a relationship with this chat box over several months, his family said. Well, right there when I see that is, where was the family if he's developing a relationship because he started isolating himself? Where was the family? And now they're suing. I mean, this is terrible, but come on. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I always find it interesting, like with I-24, that if the city wants to build pickleball courts, they just do it. But if we want to pay the firemen or improve a road, we have to put another tax in for it. Why don't they just put a pay-for-play thing on the pickleball courts and use the tax money to pay the firemen and build the roads?
Well, I'd like to know what the, and I know this isn't correct, but the Constitution of Paso Robles says about here are the priorities. You're taking care of the roads. You're taking care of fire and police. After that, we'll see.
I mean, that's pretty much what cities are supposed to do.
That's, you know, that's what I'm getting at. I wonder if there's any exact wording there that's your main responsibility. Building centers for this and all this other stuff and little bicycle trail, all that stuff is it should not be on the list. You take care of the main things, and don't threaten me. You know, if you're screwing up and spending money elsewhere, and then you say, well, no police or fire because you're not going to vote for this. You know, when I hear threats from the government, it's an automatic no vote.
Pretty much that's how I feel about it, too. And I don't know if you've been following the ads on Proposition 5. All they talk about is building houses for teachers and firemen. And, they don't talk anything about what it's going to do to raise property taxes. So, anyways, I'm just, like I said, why we give them lots of money to do stuff. You know, and one other thing, they're kind of on the
real
homeless
quick
thing. I don't know if you've ever driven to Las Vegas. They finally finished tearing down the Gold Strike, which was in Jean.
It's been a couple of years, but we're out of time. We got to go. Sorry.
Good deal. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near the 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start this morning and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The City of Atascadero announced that the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin today. Affected roadways will be parts of Capistrano Avenue, Del Rio Road, and San Andreas Avenue. Work is estimated to be completed in December. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon at 12:30 to 1, I'll have Ross Potter, fire captain, paramedic, and investigator. And going to talk a little bit about the Pulse app and other things. And, of course, Suzanne will be in. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.